Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, what's up, everybody? It's time to talk some trends. I don't have a clever title today because it's just, there's so much going on. I'm trying to keep up with all the trends. It never ends. And I'm joined by today's co-host. Who's that? Who's that?
What up? Oh. What up? Scam Goddess.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The goddess
trends
herself.
Trends with friends.
There is Lacey Mosley in the, I guess, not flesh because it's still on Zoom. I can't remember the last time I really hung out with anybody.
I just thought
about that a second ago. Anyway, let's
hold
talk.
Your hand up to the Zoom.
I know,
glass.
Just like through the. I'm going to smudge my camera lens on the computer. Let's talk about what is trending. Let's just start off with some news that is actually good, considering all of the horrific things that are going on, especially the nature of policing in Black communities. Felony murder is trending. And wouldn't you know it, it's for the officer that murdered Rashard Brooks.
Yes. For the first time, felony murder trending is positive.
Yes.
We're like, woo, felony murder.
I mean, it's felony murder. That's, if he's found guilty, that's life, that's prison with a, like what? Life without parole, basically. Or the death penalty. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, we've seen this pattern play out before. Where a black man is executed in public, and then the police just skate, even though right. They're charged, but maybe they'll get fired, and then they can still claim their pension and really not have to work ever again.
So
we'll keep our eyes on that, but it is nice. That's a welcome tone, given how normally, you know, how they, remember the first week of George Floyd's death, they tried to put out that stupid-ass autopsy that said there might have been other conditions that contributed to it.
Pre-existing conditions. That's to, I mean, murder.
Yeah, white supremacy.
Look, he was
the
already sick
condition.
Before we killed him.
Yeah.
So you know how that goes.
McMuffin is trending as well for that really sad police officer video that I could only watch the first 40 seconds or not even the 30 seconds of when I already knew where this was going. Her McMuffin came too slow and she was crying about it. I could not believe just the trauma.
You know, police have it so hard these days. You know, can you imagine what a workout it must be to just have to beat all your citizens? Mm-hmm. You know, it used to just be 13% of the population, but now they got to brutalize the white people too on the streets. They're like, this is exhausting. Tough.
Morale's
the gyms
low.
Have been closed.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no stamina.
That's they say. I mean, morale is low across the board, they say, in many police departments because, people are starting to figure it out.
Which is excellent. Yeah. I mean, to the point of everyone always saying that there's good cops, the system is created in a way that there cannot be good cops. So I do feel for police officers who consider themselves not to be bastards
The thing is, if there were good cops, if y'all come out at the same time right now, that might renew somebody's belief in what this whole thing is. But I have a feeling the good cops are so outnumbered. Because I do believe there are people who get into it with a very idealistic sense of that.
For
like
sure.
They can change like any job. And then you realize what it is and you either get sickened by it or you become part of the problem or you just close yourself off. But I have a feeling that the apples are so bad, that's not even a bushel of apples. That's just a fucking dumpster fire.
They've never been willing to do it. That's why we don't believe in good cops. Because we're like, y'all could have arrested 4 people and we would actually 7 because Breonna Taylor's killers are still walking free.
There, yep.
And that is so fucking weird to me. Please, guys, do not give up on Breonna Taylor's killers. But y'all could have arrested 7 people and maybe the city wouldn't burn down and you wouldn't have had to work overtime to beat on your citizens. But instead, you're protecting guard.
They ended up arresting over 10,000 people in the course of people being so upset about it. Yeah, it's... We'll see, man. We have to keep going. That's the thing. I think that's what's different now is there is so much that can be done right now, and the appetite for justice just cannot be satisfied right now because we're looking for, like, justice. Next up, Pete Hunziker. He's on Below Deck. Favorite Bravo reality show of mine and super producer Anna Hosnier. Come to find out, this is a trope that we've been seeing. You'll love to see it. Man loses job because of racist social media posts. This dude, he's just some clown on the Below Deck show. I don't know why. Again, some people really don't know what time it is. Or some people think that maybe being more racist will help you look brave. Or somehow people will remember that. I don't know. I don't know what the point is, but he got caught out there.
What did he say?
I don't even know. Like, I was looking on a couple ads to click, like, what it was, and it just said racist post. And then, like, 51 Minds, the production company, is like, yeah, he has been terminated. And now I know, like, the people who are working in post on that show are, like, trying to scrub him out of it.
Yeah, I think this is the time, guys, if you're not going to care about your fellow human beings or about racism, then you at least need to uninstall all your social media apps. Like, don't lose your job over this.
Or do.
You could just be quiet. Or do, actually. You know what? Speak up, because we would love for you to be fired.
I think it is a fuck around and find out policy for all racists. You know what I mean? Find out.
Try it. See how far you can go. We want to know.
Oh, man. They're out here trying. And then finally, Earthquake 3.6 is trending, because there was a 3.6 magnitude earthquake up in the Bay Area. I think in San Jose. So...
Because the tectonic plates refuse to read the room. We keep telling them we're busy, and they're like, we're busy too, girls. shifting.
What's your feeling on earthquakes, being a Texan who's relocated to California?
So obviously earthquakes weren't the thing that we had to deal with. We had to deal with tornadoes.
Right.
And one of my favorite things about a tornado, my favorite gifts of a tornado is when they, because you know you had to do tornado drills and you had to get down, cover your head and face like a locker or go into like a room with no windows.
You had to that way you knew nothing was coming at your face from the locker side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'd be bent down on all fours with your hands on top of the back of your head, covering your head for protection.
Like you're having an interaction with the police.
Right, much like that. They're just like, do what you do when they start beating you.
Yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a meme where there's like a tornado drawing and it's spinning through like a bunch of kids who are assuming the position. And it's like, LOL, what y'all doing? It's like, it doesn't actually protect you.
Okay. And?
I'm going to still get y'all.
That was like,
but it makes us feel good.
Yeah, like in one of those early South Park episodes where there was like lava and they're like, duck and cover if the volcano comes. And then like the lava just burnt, like just came through everybody and everyone was a skeleton, but they were ducked and covered. They're like,
Right. It was like, this was always just for our own peace of mind, not actually to save us. So I kind of feel the same helplessness living in Los Angeles, because on my birthday last July 4th, there was really bad earthquake to the point where the walls were moving. I said, bitch, this is how I'm going to die on my birthday. Right. This is a lot. Right. So I think there have been earthquakes during the protests. One that I didn't even feel because, you know, everything was so loud and so chaotic. But yeah, it's crazy that our planet is still revolting while we're in the middle of race revolts and a pandemic.
Yeah. And every other thing. Omnicrisis. The thing, I mean, I was, see, that's funny because me being from California and also like visiting my other family in Japan, I'm going between two places where earthquakes are constantly happening. So I just became desensitized to them. But the first time I heard a fucking tornado siren, I almost fucking died because the only concept I have was the movie fucking Twister. And then so I was dating somebody whose family lived in Missouri, and I went to go meet their family for like the holidays. And man, that siren went off, and I was like, oh fuck. I'm like, where do we gotta go? Like, what's going on? Like, okay, is there like a safety place we have to go? They're like, what?
And you went like, full Wizard of Oz.
Oh, 100%. Because they're like, no, like that's just letting you know, like, you need to be on alert. I'm like, yeah, but then when will it touch down? And then what do we do at that point? Like, is there a basement? And they're like, no, it's fine. It's just alerting people just to be aware. And, but
you just
I
have to
not,
hope you get lucky.
I
that
could
you're
not get
in
over that,
path.
Though. I was shooketh. So, you know what? Shout out to the Midwest and your tornadoes. Like, I'll take a random shake them up. I don't know. It's all context. It's all about what you've lived. Lacey, thank you so much for talking trends today.
Yes.
Maybe you'll stop by tomorrow. Maybe do the regular show with me.
Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? Or maybe you might. If you're smart enough, you might have figured out we already recorded that episode. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Please take care of yourselves. Be good to each other. Be kind to anybody, a stranger, honestly, and to yourself. Wash your hands. Do all that. And we love y'all. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.